This is Morgan Michael, welcoming you to Kindsight 101, the podcast, where you'll hear from world-renowned educational leaders about the mobilizing power of kindness, together by challenging our assumptions and venturing beyond the status quo in education. We can make a big impact, one small act at a time. This pandemic has been one of the most challenging times in our recent North American history. I don't think we've really had a collective experience that has resulted in so much strife, conflict, and loss of life, honestly. It's been really, really hard for many of us. We are tired and I think kind of over it, frankly, if we're to use sort of a millennial term. We're just done. And I think there's something that saps the inner joy right out of us when we think of this thing stretching on and on, in spite of the vaccine sort of helping things along. We know that this is not going to be an immediate fix. We know that much of the world will sort of continue to be hampered by the restrictions and, I mean, ultimately the effects of COVID on our population and globally. I think there's been tremendous repercussions. And so we're tired. This podcast today is about how can we rebuild that sense of joy within ourselves? I think that many of us are not feeling connected to the sense of joy, have not been actively seeking it out, or have been doing so in sort of minimal ways. I think many of us are stuck in routines that have frankly sort of sapped the joy right out of us. And I think that sort of leads to a low level kind of unhappiness within us. And so what is something that we can do right now to sort of rekindle that sense of joy? I think we're really close to the end of this tunnel. We are so close. And so now we really need to dig deep into our reserves and think about all of the incredible things we're going to do once this thing is over. In fact, I challenge you, like, right this moment, on a post-it, on a piece of paper, on a napkin, I want you to write three things down that you are going to do once this pandemic is over that you, up until now, have not been able to do. Maybe hug your great aunt, maybe visit a care home, maybe host a big party and a potluck for all of your friends to come and to listen to music, maybe live into the wee hours of the morning. Maybe all you want to do is host your six-year-old's birthday party with all of their friends and just witness their joy vicariously. Maybe you want to rekindle, I don't know, a social gathering with some of the important mentors you have and sort of rekindle that sense of inspiration in your work life. Who knows? I want you to think of three things right now that you will do once this pandemic is over. Because I'll tell you this, chances are, once it is in fact over, it's going to be sort of a slow roll. And you might forget the urgency that you felt when all of these important freedoms, I guess, were sort of pulled from us. And don't get me wrong, I think masks are really important. This isn't that kind of freedom. I think it's more just the pandemic itself has put boundaries and fences up where there were none before. But once we return to normal, or close to it, we're going to slowly forget all of the things that we wished that we could do. And so there's something really amazing about in our heads having that anticipation of what's to come and committing to that. So think of those three things and just jot them down. Now here's the second thing. In the meantime, maybe at this point, the pandemic has not completely ended. And we need to find a way to sort of infuse that sense of joy into our lives. So I want you to take a moment to think of all the things that you can do right now to bring about joy. I'm going to list some of the things that I love to do. And then I'd love for you to either borrow some of mine or make a list of your own that will bring you sort of like a library of ideas for things that you can bring to your life that infuses a sense of joy. Because I think sometimes we get a bit stumped, and I want you to think about what makes you happy, what makes you smile, what makes you laugh, what fills you up, and what of those things can you actually do right now? So here's one of my lists, my joy list. Number one, dance party in my kitchen with my kids. I don't know about you, but when it was the early days of the pandemic, my daughter is just about 7. And at the time she was about to turn 6, and she loved Frozen 2, the movie. And so we listened to the Frozen 2 soundtrack on repeat, dancing and singing along pretty much every day in March and April of 2020. And that stuck with me as like one of the most joyful experiences that we had together during that time, even though it was really scary. Another thing that I love to do is read for pleasure. I also like reading for learning. That's one of the things that I love to do. I often bring a lot of that learning into this podcast, but I'm always learning from reading and I enjoy reading so much. So that's something that brings me joy. Baking. I'm not really much of a cook. Like I like to cook, but baking, I don't know. I love to bake. I love decorating cupcakes. There's something kind of artistic about it that just lights me up. So I like to try a new recipe. Maybe you do too. I love a long walk. I'm talking like an hour and a half, sometimes with a friend. And that's possible if you have masks, right? Or if you're socially distanced. But sometimes I just, honestly, I really like just being on my own. And I like popping in, you know, my earphones and going for a nice long walk with a podcast. I often like to listen to music. There's something deeply, I think, meditative about it. And it doesn't even have to be a run or super strenuous. I think just walking feels really great to me. So I love walking. I do love listening to podcasts. My current favorites are Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard and Monica Padman. I love it. I don't know if it's the vulnerability or what, but they cover so many different topics. And although perhaps it's not directly connected to education, I find it so fascinating. I often learn a lot, not only about the topic, but about myself. And I don't know, I just love it. It's a great podcast. Obviously, any Brené Brown podcast, she's got two fabulous ones. One is on Spotify, and then the other one is anywhere that you can find your podcasts. And one is more on people, and then the other one is more about work and leadership. So they're both excellent. Anything by Adam Grant is terrific. I have always loved his work. The Work Life podcast with Ted is really good. He often tackles some really tricky subjects that are really nuanced, and he usually shares them in a really authentic, clear, research-oriented way. So I always love that. And I often come away rethinking, this is like his book, Rethinking Things, or having a new perspective. Obviously, I love Seth Godin's work. And so his podcast, Akimbo, is always a wonderful, you know, entry point. Wherever he's at in his publishing process with those, you can really dive in anywhere, and they're so good. I love, obviously, playing with my kids. I love chatting with my long-lost friends. You know, the ones you haven't talked to for a long time. Or I also have a friend that I talk to every single Monday morning at 6 a.m. We do this accountability goal setting thing on Mondays, and we usually set our alarm for about 5 to 10 minutes. And it has been one of the most valuable practices in my life that I've ever done, is just to have that consistent connection. We often catch up, but we often set goals for ourselves and then hold ourselves accountable until the next week. And I'm finding that to be really, really powerful. I love Zooming with my girlfriends with, you know, a glass of wine in hand, or if you're more of a tea drinker, a glass of tea, and just catching up. And I think sometimes it's not always realistic to get together in groups at this time. I think often even the hectic schedule of kids and school and all of that can be a bit much. But to know that I have that opportunity to connect with my girlfriends and have a laugh and just let loose a little bit is really, really valuable. I love writing most of the time when it's not hard, or posting on Instagram. It's always a fun practice for me to be able to reflect and then post a thought for the day. And I love taking photos. I love photography. I don't think I'm really much good at it, but I just love the process of it. And I especially love portraits. So those are some of the things on my joy list. And I'd love to know what's on yours. Please feel free anytime to reach out to me. You can find me on Instagram at Small Act Big Impact. And I'm also smallactbigimpact.com if you want to look up my website and see any of the kindness lessons that I have put together. You can always email me and let me know if you have any podcast episodes that were of particular value to you, or if you have any questions for me. I'm always happy to answer, and I love getting feedback from people, especially positive feedback, of course, but any kind of feedback is wonderful. So I guess I'm making a concerted effort right now to do at least one thing on that list every single day, and I would love to encourage you to do the same. I think we can get there. We can do this thing, but only if we commit to bringing joy into our life. And I think we can choose joy over that weariness, but we've got to be deliberate about it. And it's up to us to create that practice. It's not just going to happen to us. We have to craft that life. We have to craft the joyful life that makes everything worth it. And even if it's not easy, I think things are called a practice because it is a practice. We don't get it right every time, but we can work toward it. And I think through intentionality, we can get there. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. I want to thank you for the wonderful reviews that you've left for this podcast on iTunes. Your reviews make a big difference in helping other educators find this show. If you think that I'm doing good work here and you'd like others to get inspired and join our 21-day kindness challenge and movement, I'd love it if you would take a minute, head over to iTunes and leave a review. Thank you so much. This has been another episode of Kindsight 101, the podcast. For links to resources mentioned in this episode, visit smallactbigimpact.com and click on our podcast and choose this episode number. Now, I'd love to give my audience a heads up about my new book, which will provide ideas, actionable strategies, and inquiry-based approaches to creating kinder classroom through serving the community. Subscribe to my blog for more information. Now, I would love to hear from you. What's the biggest insight that you gain from this conversation? Head over to our website, smallactbigimpact.com, leave a comment on our podcast page, or tag and connect with us on social media with the hashtag #SmallActBigImpact to share your inspiring story of kindness. Can't wait to hear from you.